Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of hatmana. Hatmana means insulating a pot, which means you have a pot of food and you wrap it with towels or anything that insulates it. That's issa hatmana. Now, if it's not moisef hevel, no heat is getting added, that means no source of heat. So then you're allowed to do it before Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. If it's moisef heat, which adds heat, then it's also even to do it before Shabbos. So the halacha is that on Shabbos you cannot do atmana, even if it's not moisef hevel, you cannot do atmana. So the mishabru is mechadish that it's not only if you wrap it with a towel, but if you wrap it with hot food, you wrap the pot with hot food, that's also called atmana. For example, you want to take a keli, a utensil that has water in it, and you want to warm up the water. So you stick it into hot water. Now, I'm talking about it's not a shayla bishul because it's a case of it's a klisheni. The thing you put it in, it's not a shayla bishul, but there is a shayla batmana. And the negated case is someone wants to warm up a baby bottle. You have a baby bottle that has milk in it, mother's milk, whatever it is, and it's in a bottle. And you want to stick it into hot water to warm it. So is that a shayla batmana? So the answer is yes. But we know that if it's not completely covered, then that's not called atmana. Therefore, the simple answer is, if you want to warm up the bottle, as long as part of the bottle is out of the water, then it's not called atmana, and that would be mutter. So, just to say the kitzur, the halacha is, if I take that bottle and I submerge it completely into the water, then it's a problem of atmana on Shabbos. But if it's sticking out of the water a little bit, that's not a problem of atmana on Shabbos. If you want to warm up the whey bottle, put only part of it in, submerge in the hot water, then that's fine. Now, similar shalat comes up. Are you allowed to wrap your kishka in a piece of silver foil or a piece of parchment paper and stick it into the chalom? The same thing as for the kugel. It's a problem about tvana. It's a tvana on of heaven. So even if I do it from before Shabbos, it should be a problem because it's wrapped and it's surrounded by food that's adding heat to it. So it's a tvana on of heaven that should be aser. And some people say it's aser. The Aruch HaShulchan Taka writes, Shemanus yesh noshim shaloykha is ha-kli sha-kugel b'saycha. They take the kli that has kugel inside it. That's the Aruch HaShulchan says. But a lot of places can say it's not a problem. And for two reasons. First of all, if it's a little bit open and some taste is going through, for example, you made holes in the silver foil or the parchment paper is a little open, so then it's considered one big tafshel. It's not considered that there's atmana. It's considered one big food. It's one big food of chalent and kugel and kishka, and therefore it's not called atmana. That's one svara. Another svara is that since the reason why you're putting it into the chalom, not to keep it warm, you want to keep it warm, you would put it on the blech by itself from before Shabbos. Why are you putting it in the chalom? You're putting it there in order it should get the taste of the chalom. The kugel should get the taste of the chalom. The kishka should get the taste of the chalom. Or the egg that I put in should get the taste of the chalom. Since I'm putting it into the chalom for that reason, not to keep it warm, so that's not called atmana. It's only called atmana if I'm putting it there to keep warm. If I'm putting it there to get the taste of the chalom, that's not called atmana. Therefore, Allah Almighty, most places can hold that it's mutter to wrap the kishka or wrap the kugel with parchment paper or silver foil and put it into the chalom. As long as it's getting the taste of the chalom, the halacha is that it's not a problem of atmana. I'm wrapping it because I want to get the taste and not shouldn't go over the place. Therefore, I'm wrapping it, stay in one place and get the taste of the chalom. And therefore, it's considered part of chalom. It's also not considered atmana. And therefore, it is mutter.